From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Garrett Giles. More than 230 roads remain closed across the state of Missouri, including Route 63 near Vienna between Rolla and Jefferson City. Today, Interstate 55 closed in the southbound direction at noon between St. Louis and Jefferson counties, according to information from MoDOT. The northbound lanes of I-55 are expected to close this evening. MoDOT is encouraging drivers to use I-70 instead of I-44 between St. Louis and Kansas City, and then I-435 to I-49 to Joplin to reconnect to I-44. MoDOT Communication Coordinator Linda Horn asked drivers to take precautions seriously.
People want to go around the barricade because they just want to get a little bit further down the road. The barricades are there for your safety. We don't want you driving into a flooded road. We're trying to, especially where we've got the interstates closed, we've got to funnel traffic off and try to keep everybody as safe as possible.
When the waters recede, MoDOT will inspect the pavement and bridges for safety before opening the roadways for public use. Most of the major routes are not expected to reopen until later this week. Missouri tax revenues grew about 3.1% last fiscal year, which is not enough to fund this year's budget. State Budget Director Dan Hogg announced that net general revenues increased from $7.4 billion last year to $7.6 billion this year. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens and his predecessor Jay Nixon have made a combined $350 million of spending cuts to offset lower-than-expected revenues. Hogg also says the state has repaid $500 million borrowed from a state reserve fund before the May 15th deadline. Supporters of Right to Work in Missouri are coming together to raise money to fend off attacks of the new law. Liberty Alliance attorney Edward Grime says the Political Action Committee's goal is to support the law banning mandatory union fees, which is set to take effect in August. Opponents are trying to derail the law by putting it to voters and attempting to undo it by changing the Missouri Constitution. Grimes said later, Liberty Alliance opposes both of those efforts. The campaign committee, Missourians for Worker Freedom, is fighting ballot initiatives against Right to Work. Its treasurer is James Thomas, who had been the treasurer for Republican gubernatorial candidate Catherine Hanaway. Residents are being asked to evacuate a small Missouri town because the rain-swollen Missouri River is threatening to topple a nearby levee. City officials are urging West Alton's roughly 500 residents to leave as heavy rain continues to hit the area about 20 miles north of St. Louis. Another levee breached earlier Wednesday in Franklin County, southwest of the city, though the flooding affected mostly farmland. Steady rain is ongoing in parts of Missouri, Arkansas, and Illinois that were hit hard by torrential rains over the weekend. The National Weather Service says 2 to 4 inches of rain is expected across the region through Thursday. U.S. Representative Billy Long today signaled he would vote yes on the GOP's revised health care plan, a day after he told the St. Louis Public Radio there was no way he could support the plan.
So I'm not quite sure why they think my vote's so important, but they're sure doing a lot of arm twisting, but it's not going to do them any good.
Long, a reliable conservative from Southwest Missouri, said he opposed an amendment in the bill that would let states allow insurance companies to charge higher premiums to people with pre-existing conditions. This morning, after meeting with the president, he told reporters he was now a yes on the plan. Long's office said the promise of a new amendment, which would add funding to the bill's high-risk pools for people with pre-existing conditions, is what ultimately changed his mind. I'm Garrett Giles, KBIA News, Columbia.